Episode 4, Persephone and the Changing Seasons. Welcome back to Legends and Mythologies, where we journey into the timeless stories that gave meaning to the world around ancient civilizations. Today, we travel to Greece, land of epic heroes, powerful gods, and eternal myths. In this episode, we unravel one of the most poetic tales in Greek mythology, the story of Persephone, the goddess who became the queen of the underworld, and how her fate gave birth to the cycle of the seasons. This story is not just about gods and their power struggles. It is a myth about love and loss, about the balance between life and death, and about humanity's attempt to understand the mysteries of nature. The Maiden of Spring. Persephone, daughter of Demeter, goddess of agriculture and harvest, was known for her beauty, innocence, and grace. She roamed the fields, gathering flowers with her companions, a symbol of spring itself, youthful, blossoming, and full of life. But Persephone's beauty caught the attention of Hades, the stern and shadowy ruler of the underworld. Struck by desire, Hades sought her as his bride. Without warning, he emerged from the depths of the earth, driving his dark chariot. The ground split open, and before anyone could stop him, he seized Persephone and vanished into the realm of shadows. The despair of Demeter. When Demeter discovered her daughter was gone, grief overwhelmed her. She searched the earth tirelessly, calling Persephone's name, but no answer came. Her sorrow turned into anger, and as the goddess of the harvest, her pain was reflected in the world. Fields withered, crops failed, and famine spread across the land. For the first time, humanity faced the terror of barren soil and empty granaries. Life itself seemed to be dying with Demeter's despair. The cries of mortals rose to Olympus, and even Zeus, king of the gods, could not ignore the devastation. He realized something had to be done to restore balance, both to the earth and to Demeter's broken heart. Persephone in the underworld. Meanwhile, in the realm below, Persephone adjusted to her new role as queen beside Hades. Though reluctant at first, she began to understand the solemn majesty of her new domain. The dead looked to her with reverence, and her presence softened the shadows of the underworld. Yet, she longed for the sunlight, the flowers, and above all, for her mother's embrace. When Zeus sent Hermes, the swift messenger god, to negotiate her return, Hades agreed, but not without cunning. Before Persephone left, he offered her seeds of a pomegranate. She ate a few, unaware that this simple act would bind her to the underworld forever. For in Greek belief, eating the food of the dead meant becoming part of their realm. The compromise of the seasons. When Persephone was finally reunited with Demeter, joy returned to the goddess's heart. As she embraced her daughter, the earth blossomed once more, fields turned green, flowers bloomed, and the harvest returned. But the bond of the pomegranate seeds could not be broken. Persephone was destined to spend part of the year with Hades in the underworld, and part of the year with her mother under the sunlit sky. And so, a compromise was struck. For the months Persephone dwelled with Hades, Demeter mourned, and winter reigned. When Persephone returned to her mother, joy filled the land, bringing spring and summer. Thus, the eternal cycle of the seasons was born. Symbolism and meaning. The myth of Persephone is more than a tale of gods. It reflects the agricultural rhythm of life that was central to Greek society. The earth's barrenness in winter mirrored Demeter's grief, while the return of crops in spring symbolized Persephone's reunion with her mother. Persephone herself became a powerful symbol of duality, innocence, and queenly authority, life and death, light and shadow. She represented the human condition, torn between two worlds, the joy of life and the inevitability of death. This myth also touches on themes of transformation and resilience. Out of loss came renewal, from death came rebirth. The Greeks found comfort in knowing that even in the darkest winter, spring would always return. Closing thoughts. The story of Persephone and Demeter is one of the most enduring myths of all time because it explains not only the natural cycle of the seasons but also the emotional cycles of loss and return that shape human life. It is a reminder that grief and renewal are two sides of the same coin, and that love, even when tested by the forces of death and darkness, continues to shape the world around us. So next time the cold of winter gives way to the blossoms of spring, remember the ancient tale of Persephone, the maiden of spring who became the queen of the underworld, and whose journey gave rhythm to the turning of the year. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Greek mythology. Stay tuned for our next episode of Legends and Mythologies, where another timeless story awaits.